Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the etiquettes of traveling, one should see to the condition of one's conveyance and tend to it. If one is traveling upon an animal, arrangement should be made for its water and food. One should carry all necessary items so that in case of need, one is not perturbed. These could be items such as a nail clipper, shaver, scissors, combs, etc. If passing by a town where one's parents or relatives live, they should be visited and met. This would increase the rewards of one's journey, as serving one's parents is an act of tremendous reward. One should try and visit the pious and the ulama of the area and benefit from their good company wherever one gets an opportunity on a journey. When visiting pious people, one should be careful not to disturb them, and one should inquire about the most opportune moments of visiting them. One should not indulge in play, amusement, luxuries or entertainment when traveling. This decreases the barakah of the journey. When being a guest at a friend's home, one should not stay for more than 3 days. One should never inform anyone of one's needs initially and should cry to Allah Ta'ala instead, presenting one's need to Him. One should never let the heart or the mind become heedless whenever traveling, and one should remain in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala constantly. When the object of the journey is accomplished, one should return immediately and hasten to one's family. Many of the etiquettes that apply to the commencing a journey would apply also when returning. May Allah Ta'ala give us the returning to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.